Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present, once again, is the Bible principle of seed, time, and harvest. And we're doing part three from 11-part series. And the topic we're doing today is planting is involved to obtaining the harvest. A farmer in the natural knows that he has to plant seed in the soil in his field to have a harvest. He knows that if he does not plant seed, he will have no harvest. So it is in the kingdom of God. If we don't sow seed with our mouth, according to the word of God, we won't have a harvest. A lot of people have been trained over the years since they've been born onto the earth to speak negative seeds. For an example, someone may have a foot ache and they say, "Oh, my foot's killing me," or "My back's killing me." These are seeds. They may seem helpless and harmless at the time, but the whole earth and mankind has been created to speak words of faith, not words of fear, to speak God's word. And this is what we need to do. We need to concentrate and make sure that when we speak something, that it's in line with God's word. We have been taught to say it as it is, like it is. That is not the Bible method. Let me say that again. We have been taught that we should say like it is. If you're sick, you're sick. But the Bible says, if you believe God's word and then confess that you're healed. So some people will say, "Look, you can't say that you're healed because you're still sick." And I would say to them, what I'm confessing is God's promise over the situation. If I'm sick, then I confess healing. I speak words of healing. I sow seeds of healing into my situation. And eventually those seeds of healing will manifest through a process to give me a harvest of healing over that sickness. It's a very important thing to understand. We don't speak what the world gives to us. We speak what God says in his word. If your wants are in line with the word of God, then say it the way you want it. Say it the way God said it. When you see lack and problems in your life, speak abundance and peace. That's the seed that you are sowing. Go to the word of God, find the promise, and plant the seed that you want for a harvest. The problem's been that people have been saying few things. They plant few seeds. Then they go off and leave those few seeds. You don't necessarily have a harvest just because you plant seed. You must care for that seed. It takes time for these things to manifest or grow. The farmer is not necessarily going to have a harvest just because he planted, but planting is involved in obtaining a harvest. There will be no harvest without planting. In other words, you've got to speak words if you want a harvest. If you want a harvest of healing, then you've got to speak the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which says, "By his stripes I am healed," into the situation, and it will take time to grow or become reality. But the very thing which God has designed to cause us to be victorious can also work in reverse for us if we don't follow the instruction book, which is God's word. People can say, "This confession teaching just puts me into bondage. I can't say anything anymore because I have to watch what I'm saying." People are normally continually confessing the negative and not what God says. You'll notice this throughout life, that if you listen to people, they will use different situations like, "My back's killing me," or "I'll always be poor," or "In my family there's always problems and sickness and disease and bad things happen." They confess the negative and they believe it. And because they believe those seeds of negativity, they start to come to pass. And God says, "I don't want you to talk like the world. I want you to talk like I talk. I call those things that are not yet as though they were." God looked out into darkness and he called for light. He didn't call for more darkness. He called for what he wanted. And God wants us as believers to start confessing what we want and not what we have. And that's not lying. The word of God is the absolute truth and it is above the fact. You may have a fact of sickness, but the truth is you're healed if you're a believer. And God says, speak what you want. Speak the seeds of what you want into a situation and let the Holy Spirit and the angels work with those seeds to make them become a reality of God's word in your life. If you want a harvest, then you've got to sow the seeds of God's word into each and every situation. It's a standard principle in the kingdom of God. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this new topic that we've been in. Topic four will be coming up next, and that is The topic is, "And it should obey you." Thank you for your time, and God bless.